السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. First is a wazifa. Wazifa means something that we hold on to and we will see a lot of benefit. We can start this wazifa now before the month of Ramadan. So in Ramadan got 30 days. Normally whatever we do for 40 days, it becomes part of life. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu mentioned that there are 10 verses. Easier for us to explain beginning, middle and end. He said you hold on to these 10 verses like a wazifa. Meaning whoever will read these 10. And thereafter he explained a lot of benefit. One of those benefits he said is that لَمْ يَقْرَبْهُ وَلَا أَهْلَهُ شَيْطَانٌ, that the devil will not come close to him, the devil will not come close to his family. This is a very big thing. Abdullah Umar radiallahu anhu was known. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say that whichever road he was walking, if the devil saw him, the devil went on the other side. It's a very high level that. But for me and you, that we become so strong that the devil stays far from us and our family. He said the house in which it is red at night, then the devil will not come into that house. So it's 10 verses. When we will count it, as counting is slightly different, so we will just explain the 10. But the easiest way to remember is Surah Baqarah, the beginning, the middle, the end. Most of these we already know it by heart. The beginning, where Surah Baqarah starts, Alif Lam Mim Thalika Al-Kitabu La Rayba Fi Hudal Lil-Muttaqeen, until we come to Ula'ika Ala Hudam Min Rabbihim Wa Ula'ika Humul Muflihun. So that very few of us have to open a Quran. We know it. So before sleeping, a person starts with that. Just to grab that benefit that the devil will not come close to him, nor his family. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu's student then explained another virtue. He himself said, if it is read on even a mad person, لَمْ يُقْرَانْ عَلَى مَجْنُونَ, even if it is read on a mad person, إِلَّا أَفَاقَ, it will take him out of his madness, it will bring him right again. When we think of mad jinn, many a time we only think about that person who's lying on the ground, who's not speaking properly, he said, I'm affected. When the jinn afflicts someone, there's many ways he afflicts him. And in everything you call him majnoon. The jinn hit you. One is your mind is not right, then people understand and you also know I'm not right. So you say, I need an amil, I need this jinn to come out of me. That person's jinn is a very small jinn. You call it the small jinn that's troubling the body. He goes looking for an amil, the amil reads something on him, he tells him, bath in this water, use the salt, read this here. If that person has to die with that jinn troubling him, there were those friends of ours who had the jinn for years. When they died, they were seen in very high places of paradise. Because that jinn put a lot of problem in his body. But it never affected his iman. And then there is the jinn which hits the mind and the heart. That person, the amil can't help him. That person needs Quran to pull him out of his sickness. He is mad in the love of haram. He is also majnoon. You have been afflicted by the jinn. At night you just get that addiction. You just want to wake up. You go mad. You start hitting your family. You start screaming. You start swearing. Then you go on the computer, then you spend few hours on the computer, you say nothing has grabbed you but the jinn. But this jinn hit your mind, it hit your heart. If this individual passes away with this jinn and its problem, he is going with the jinn to the fire of Jahannam. These verses, if it is read on a mad person, illa afaqa, it will put him right again. Meaning you want an answer to addiction, then he said the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, the middle of it, the end of it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is a surah in whichever house the surah is read, meaning the whole surah. He said, even the master magicians, witches, they will not be able to overpower this individual. We're living in that era of magic, dark magic, very high magic. But if you can't get the whole Surah Baqarah, the beginning, the middle, the end. So, Alif Lam Mim ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Then the second is what we all know is اللَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْحَيُّ الْقَيُّومُ. So we're calling it the middle. It's not exactly the middle, but it's what we know in the middle. Taraweeh time also, when that one comes, then we wake up again that I know now where the Imam Sahib is. So at the beginning of what we call the third juz of the Quran, what we call Ayatul Kursi, and we have read the great virtues of Ayatul Kursi, so that let's call it the middle. But at the end of Ayatul Kursi, where we stop, وَلَا يَؤُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. Looking after the heavens and the earth has never made Allah tired. That's where we will stop. This narration asks that we carry on from there till the end of the ruku. So the ruku ends in our Quran Sharif at the bottom of the page. لا إكراه في الدين. That's one verse, and one verse after that, الله ولي الذين آمنوا, which means Ayatul Kursi and two verses after Ayatul Kursi. So we have reached the end of that ruku. This is something that everyone perhaps has not memorized. So you make a little effort. It's a very easy two verses, and you got so much. And at the ending, لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. Till the end of Surah Al-Baqarah, which we all know, Aman al-Rasulu. So there's a little bit of adjustment we have to make. Add a little here, add a little there, put this a little right. One is the jinn will not come close to him and his family. That's something that we all need, although everyone doesn't think about it. Many of us, we're living in a world of sickness. When I mentioned this in one place, I said, after the jinn says, I'm not going to come close to you, then there's only one thing left. That me and you mustn't now start running to the jinn. When the jinn is staying far, we're living in a time today that the person says, my biggest problem is my phone. He says it. And he says, if only I can get, this phone can come out of my life. He says that. Then in our madrasa, there's a law, you get caught with a phone, then that phone is taken away for life. So many of those students always, when they're explaining their problem, they say, my problem is the phone. If only somehow I can just come out of this thing. Then Allah makes it that his dua gets accepted, he gets caught with the phone. So the phone is taken away from him. Same day he goes and buys another phone. So that person, we said that the jinn himself ran away from you. You went running to the jinn. And he said, you're not going nowhere, come back. There are some times in life where something happened and it stopped us doing that wrong. When you see that barrier, understand what a kindness of my Allah. He never let it happen. But still that individual will make sure he goes round. That is why the next one is that then you got the jinn in you, like. Forget the jinn not coming close, you want the jinn in. So you need those verses to pull that thing out. Man must get a hatred. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu's student, however, when he explained these verses, beginning, middle and end, he added another fadilat, which is something we all die for in Ramadan, in one meaning, but we will explain two meanings of it. He said, لَمْ يَنْسَ الْقُرْآنِ. The one who will read this at night, beginning, the middle and the end. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu would count it like 10 verses. If we count it, our counting will be slightly different, so it's easier to say beginning, middle and the end. لَمْ يَنْسَ الْقُرْآنِ. His student said he will not forget his Qur'an. This is a fadilat, a virtue for the hafiz who finished and he says, I just hope my door doesn't become weak. لَمْ يَنْسَ الْقُرْآنِ. He was told, read this year at night, you will not forget your Qur'an. It is for the student who's doing hifz. He will not forget his Quran. That's one meaning. That's the meaning we all like, because 3 years I gave for my hifz. And then they tell you after you finish now, but for whole life you'll have to remember your Quran. So So that person worries, so he say, I got this one wazifa, this is what I need. But it never meant, like how many boys today in Hifz have understood, that my Quran has now become so pakka, so strong, that even if every day I don't make my door, my ustad has guaranteed me I'll never forget my Quran. This never meant that. Not forgetting Quran means that a person will not be able to pass the day except that he remembers that this is my life. And without my Quran, I can't live. Not forgetting your wife doesn't mean you know you married. It means if you go to the shop, you make sure she comes back with you from the shop. You can't leave her there and carry on home. And then she phones and says, where are you gone? He says, don't worry, I know you, my wife. That is not called, I never forgot you. That's called, I forgot you. Many a time we today say, I know my Quran. But when you ask the person, when last you read Quran? Then he will say, last Ramadan, but my Quran is so solid that I just started reading the other day, but I still know my Quran. That is not called, you never forgot Quran. That means you really forgot your Quran. You forgot it for too long. This is not a book of memorizing. That I remembered one story when I was young, I still know that story. This is a miracle to live with this Quran. Lam yansa al-Quran means that Allah will make it during the day and the night you will live with your Quran. You will always find time to read it, to ponder over it, to think of its meaning. The more you will read these 10 verses, the more Allah will open your way in this path. A person bought a brand new BM. The person said to him, this is not a normal car. You need to explore this. You need to learn everything of this. It got speed, but you have to know how to drive. This Quran is not a normal book. It needs a lot of I go further. So I will end on this advice. The people who normally come for Fajr Salah are known as the best of the Ummah. The best of the Ummah means all of us got the BM. But for some reason, all of us were not told, or we were told but we never heard, this is not a normal car. This, the more you will explore it, the more you will find it can do miracles. To a great extent, South Africa has explored Quran, and we have reached what is called Hifz-e-Quran. Now we have explored it in our madrasas, they have reached the Qira'at of Quran. Now you will go to a jalsa and you will hear the Qari, what beautiful tajweed. We explored it, that tajweed from the Darulum entered the madrasas. Before in the normal maktab, the boy's Quran was not solid. His tajweed was not good. Allah changed the entire thing in a period of about 15 years. That the father still feels shy, but his son is reading like Sheikh Abdul Basit. We explored Quran. Allah said, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ. I have made it very easy for you. You just make a step in it, the doors will open. Without language, if someone said, will my child manage to read Quran? We explored it and everyone started reading. When he managed to memorize it, we explored it. Many are memorizing. Boys are memorizing. Girls are memorizing. We explored it. Everyone is reading with tajweed. We explored it. The qiraat has started. The person says, I want to learn in the different qiraat. We explored it. There's a need to us to explore little further. That little further is this end advice of mine. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Almighty Allah said that have you not taken out time to ponder over the meaning of Quran? أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. To this pondering doesn't mean you must go to Darulum Azadwal for 6 years. I need to become an alim, then I'll know what Imam Sahib read in the Fajr Salah. To understand the meaning of Quran is vital to understand how this miracle of Almighty Allah works. Let's make a little effort. Find an alim. I don't want to learn how to speak Arabic. So I don't need all the many laws pushed at one side.
I don't want to write an Arabic kitab, so I don't need all the many books. I just want to understand the surah which is read every Friday. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ عِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ. It sounds so beautiful, but I don't know what it means. It is a message for me for the day, but I don't know what the message is. I don't want another year to come in my life. And that surahs that I'm reading every day in my salah, it's so repeated, so repeated. I will be reading these 10 verses, beginning of Surah Baqarah, middle, end. Every night I'll be reading. But I don't know what it means. I must to make a little effort. It's called explore a little. Allah said, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ. Indeed, we have made this Qur'an very easy. لِلذِّكْرِ got many meanings. But the real, real meaning of dhikri, the highest meaning is, we have made this Qur'an very easy for people to take advice. فَهَلْ مِمْ مُدَّكِرِ. Who is there ready to take advice from this Qur'an? At the moment, none of us can say it's me. Because it will be said then, but you don't know what it means. If you say you're ready to take the advice, then you'll have to explore this. That I want to know what it means. To understand the meaning of Qur'an, is it hard? If someone says it's very difficult, then we will say to memorize was also very difficult. To read is also very difficult. To read what tajweed is very difficult. But whoever took a step in this path, Almighty Allah said, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ. We made it easy. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala make every person in this majma. Bless us all with the desire. I and my family must be able to understand the meaning of this Qur'an. It is called a basic understanding. It is called of those surahs which I always hear in my salah, to grab onto those words. So when that verse is read, I will give you one example. Imam Sahib read Surah Hal Ata Ala Al Insan. Almighty Allah described Jannah in a unique manner. Jannah was described. At the ending, Almighty Allah said, Inna hadha kana lakum jazaha wa kana sa'yukum mashkura. If a person just knows the translation of this year, it's his message for the day. After Jannah was explained so beautifully, then the thought comes, how do I get this? Then it is said, oh my servant, Inna hadha kana lakum jazaa. That in the world you did a lot of work, it is now time for your Allah to pay you back. وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. And remember, your efforts in this world were well appreciated. That individual who's suffering with a sickness, and he's thinking, today I have to go to the doctor, and he doesn't know why I'm going through the sickness, and he says, Morana, I need some time. That why is problems coming in my life? Problem after problem. He came for the Fajr Salah. He heard this verse, that remember your